This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday.
It's Thursday.
I did stay up late last night and watch Big Brother. If you did it too, you're in the same boat as me. Like, why bother? You know, I could have totally watched that today. It would have been fine. But I can't wait to talk about it tomorrow, and we'll break it all down with Vinny. So excited. Can't wait to talk to you about it.
Right now, I just looked up the contestants to see who was on, and I was sort of like, meh, all right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely, there's a couple people I'm like, who now? What, this guy's all-star? Okay. There's a couple people in there that I really like.
I actually thought the opposite. I thought happily for the people I didn't recognize, but I thought Tyler, I went, oh, you're back? I've seen enough of you. Didn't he do it two times in a row or something like that?
He was just on...
Or maybe I saw
ago?
Him on other stuff. I don't know, but I feel like I've seen enough of him for a while. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm just glad that Mickey and Holly aren't back, and Jack. Hate all those guys. We'll do a full breakdown tomorrow. It's going to be so fun. Oh, my God, I can't wait. All right, let's get to the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. They've been proactively working with Bay Area families and business owners on custom debt relief programs to keep people in their homes and keep local businesses in business. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you, Fremont Bank. And thanks for being a sponsor of our show.
The weather has cooled off considerably, and I don't know what it's like where you are, but yesterday was downright almost chilly, and I loved it, by the way. I had the windows and all of the house was wide open, nice breeze blowing through. It was amazing.
Yeah, it was windy, downright windy here, that hard wind but it was maybe like 68, I think it got up to.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was a point of little clearing, but most of the day was pretty chilly, and certainly I know that the PG&A Championship is in town. It's in San Francisco at Harding Park, and I don't know specifically what weather they're going to get there this morning, but one of the things that just made the news, and I just kind of giggled about it, like, oh, boy, we'll fight about anything. Is this what it's come to? So the PGA Championship at Harding Park, it's been ongoing for a couple days and continues through the weekend. We'll see it on TV, but apparently the PG&A Championship official Twitter account decided to do a little weather report where they say that Carl the Fog is going to be sticking around for a little while. Now, look, I know some people call it Carl. I know other people... they don't call it that at all and never have. I know some people say you can't call it Frisco that. And yet I know people, including one I'm looking at right now, who does, and he's from there. So I don't know what the deal is. I don't bother with it. Right, Bryn? Frisco kid, right?
Yeah, I'm a Frisco kid. I grew up with all my friends, and the Tenderloin is where I actually got that phrase. So whatever. I don't care if they say it or not or if they're anti.
Yeah,
many Bay Area locals thoroughly thoroughly detest the name Carl as a label for the region's fog, and so when the PGA Championship Twitter account decided to say that Carl is what they call the fog around here, and it looks like he'll be sticking around for a bit, all of a sudden, controversy erupted, and including a tweet from one of our coworkers. I don't know this guy, Joe Shasky. I had to look him up. He does nights over on The Game.
Okay.
So he's a
sports reporter.
Sports guy. And he tweeted, "It's called fog, not Carl. No one from here ever called it Carl. That transplant hoodwinked all the newbies, wrote a book, bounced back to what..." He goes on. He's on a rant, and it's all in caps.
They credited
so he's clearly mad.
So,
they're saying that it started on an anonymous Twitter account. Like, someone started this account called Carl the Fog and was tweeting as the fog, apparently.
When did Twitter start? Like, I feel like Carl's been around longer than Twitter. I don't know, and I'm with you. I feel like there's better things to fight about. But, you know, maybe they'd be trolling people if they weren't fighting about this. And so it's good that they have something to focus on. I don't know.
Founded in 06.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, when does the first reference to Carl? Like, that doesn't... whatever.
I don't know. But I'll tell you this. I hadn't heard it referred to that until I was sort of reading my computer and then sort of went, oh, that's what they call it? Okay. If you want to call it that, that's fine. I was not aware, but I also wasn't aware that you can't say Frisco until someone said you can't say Frisco. And then I just went, all right. It's weird, all the rules.
And then someone
come up
said
with.
You can't say San Fran, and I went, okay.
Right. It just becomes like, just, you know, okay, why do you got to police everybody? What is the deal? But it, ultimately, the controversy is out there, and I'm not sure if Carl the Fog or the Fog will be around today, but I've enjoyed the cooling weather, and I guess only if you're out on the golf course will you be feeling like, ooh, I sure wish the sun would come out.
I wish me, Carl I'm would like, leave.
I'm so happy for the cool weather. I got to keep the house completely open yesterday. Anyway, so that's happening. And by the way, if I didn't correct it early enough, let me repeat. No fans are allowed at Harding Park for the PGA. It'll be on TV, but they're not looking for you to show up with your money for a ticket, from what I'm told.
Okay.
I'm not, well, actually, I there's some things I could get plastic surgery wise. I wouldn't mind. Well, if I were going to get it, I think I would probably try to get, I don't know if it's called a chemical peel or if that's an old term, but you know how they can freshen your skin up with some kind of, I would do that. Or I mean,
you can go get a facial anytime you want. You'd be.
I think this is a little more than that. I think they actually strip away a layer of skin through a chemical burn. I think that's what they're doing, but that's what
Remember that one time when we suspect somebody had that done? And
Oh, no, they had that done.
Like it, looked like it hurt bad.
Yeah, it looked like a welding torch had been taken to her face. Yeah,
it was, I went, wow, that's one thing I'll never get. So your skin's great. I know you're always saying about your skin and your nose and your face, and you're adorable.
Well, thank you so much. But sure, there's things all of us could probably consider.
Oh, yeah. I get my really neck sucked down. Out, belly sucked out, definitely a little lipo on the legs, you know, all kinds of crap.
All kinds of stuff.
Just don't even get me started. Oh, my God. I'm going to Botox right here. I'm going to get it all done. Yeah. I'm going to come back a new girl.
I haven't ever looked into it, but here's the hot new trend in plastic surgery. I never thought of this. I actually feel like I've got a pretty good fit right now, but, you know, I could see if it wasn't how you might feel. So couples are now getting this, the latest elective surgery. It's called genital matchmaking.
Oh.
So they're getting surgery to make their...
No, no, honey, it's not you. I'll make mine smaller.
Their area is more compatible. Yes, that's you just hit it right on the head. Yeah. Men are getting enlarged. Women are getting...
smallification processes.
Yeah.
It's a technical term.
There's rejuvenation tuning up of sorts.
Yeah.
The result is supposed to be more extreme friction, which is, of course,
that's what people are looking for.
What you want, right? So that's the latest trend in plastic surgery. They say plastic surgeons are listing the price for the procedure online. You'll have to go look it up. But I don't.
Matchmaking. That is hilarious. I guess if you're like, okay, this is my person, and it hurts, you know, is he going small vacation or? Okay, maybe we've talked about this enough. I just can't.
I don't know how deeply we want to get into this. No man is getting smallification. Period. That's not happening.
As usual, it falls on the woman.
Well, he could help you out with that.
A 26-year-old guy named Albert Andreu. He's from
England.
Andreu. He spent the past 2 weeks planning an elaborate proposal for his girlfriend. Her name is Valeriha. What? Well,
okay.
That's it. Valerie, sort of, but with an IJA at the end. Valeriha? All right.
Sounds like it, yeah.
Okay. His plan included putting more than 60 balloons and 100 candles around the living room in their apartment. So he lit all the candles and then went out to get Valeriha and brought her in, her home to propose.
Oh, God.
But when he got there, the apartment was on fire and the fire department was rushing over to put it out.
Oh, God.
No one was hurt, but the apartment was completely destroyed. And on the bright side, Valeriha said yes. So he still proposed.
Oh, boy.
By the firelight, it was.
I love
just
you like a house on fire.
The apartment that they.
Do you take a pause on that? Like, well, you did just burn your apartment down. Like, I need to really weigh whether that's the guy I want to.
I don't know. I don't know what to say about that.
What I made one mistake.
We were talking about this. I don't know if it was earlier this week or weeks ago because all the days are blending, but we were talking about how marriage can sometimes be one of those weird things where people find themselves pretty dissatisfied with it and they realize they didn't probably put enough thought into it, blah, blah, blah. Yes, I think that should give that woman pause, but it didn't. And I do think that one of the things I've heard people say is, well, I was with that person and they proposed. And so
it seemed like the right time in my life.
I said, yes. Yeah. I mean, he's my boyfriend and he's asking. Yeah. And then later you go, what was I thinking? I was like 22. Well,
I don't, well, although sometimes that stuff works out. You know, let's look on the positive side.
Look at your parents. They married young and they're still together.
Yeah. We don't call them the Bickersons for nothing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, they're fine. I mean, they do seem to love each other. Like, you know, they did marry. They married because they were pregnant with me. lucky couple.
That's so blunt the way you put that, but yeah.
Well, you know, my mom had to have her dress let out, and she walked down the aisle in white, though. So it's good. She drank and smoked during my pregnancy. It was fantastic.
Is that right?
Sure, it was the '60s, man.
Right, but do you remember, or did she ever say she cut back, or she just didn't? That didn't change any of her behaviors.
I don't really remember her saying anything about it. Mom, you listening? I think that she told me earlier she's going to her weekly bridge game where they don't wear masks and they sit around a table. And I'm like, oh, thanks for telling me.
She loved tells you that to instigate you.
Yeah, apparently. I don't pick up what she's putting down. And when she writes, stop texting me. Stop texting me. But yeah, she's not listening this morning. Normally she'd be listening right now and I'd get an instant feedback to that and I'd find out if she smoked and drank listening. More. Oh, she is?
Hold on, let me look at like 10 minutes ago.
Oh.
Hi, Ma.
Yeah, she, I don't know. Anyway.
Maybe she keeps one of those AirPods in one ear while she plays bridge.
Maybe, right,
so that
sure.
She
while she breathes
minute.
Or spew them out onto her cards and passes them to whoever she needs to, you know. Bridge. It seems sanitary.
someone pulled 2,000 drinkers and asked, oh, Jesus, I don't have time for this story. I'll get to the drinking story after I do a few texts and we take a break. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 925 says, hey, Vinny, I just got a Facebook memory from 2008 saying I was stoked Vinny is back. Just thought I'd share because it made me so happy. I'm an original listener from day one. OFOC.
Oh, funny.
Well, thank you.
My mom says it didn't change my smoking or drinking behavior being pregnant with me. I got confirmation via text. Even though she's doing bridge without a mask,
she's able to check the show. Hi, Ellie.
Maybe she's going later and she told me she was going. I don't read it carefully, you know.
Well, because she's poking the bear. I mean, yes. She's clearly writing you to say, I'm going to go do something without a mask. Ha ha. Mm-hmm. And waiting for you to fight back. Yeah. Wow.
Well, I did. I said, be careful. What else can I try not to breathe too deeply? I don't know what to tell her, you know. Florida's kind of COVID central, but doesn't seem to touch them yet. And so, all right.
415 says, Carl Sandburg was a famous poet who wrote a poem called Fog. It was pretty popular back in the day, and it's easy to look up. So that's where I guess they're saying Carl the Fog comes from. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
415 says, just wanted to say thanks for being such a great show.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Carl the Fog is hilarious. People need to get the...
Yeah, who cares, really?
I can't say what they say here, I don't think. But yeah, get your panties out of a wad or whatever you want to call it. Mm. That's, yes, clearly...
People need things to bitch about, Benny.
When people say Frisco, I always expect they aren't from the Bay Area. That's usually the case. Yeah, except Bryn's born and raised. Or maybe not born, but raised. He's
since two.
Couldn't be more from the city. Frisco is very native to people who are actually born and raised. Listen to old school rap. Okay. Yeah, I don't see why everyone's got to police the...
Yeah. I don't either. And people can call anything they want to. I mean, honestly, it's... I think people do it ironically now, you know? I mean, Scott Caparo's constantly saying Frisco.
He's looking for a fight, right?
Sure, yeah.
Absolutely.
And San Francisco, which I personally love.
Right. All right. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I got kind of a roundup of music news and more after these.
Sarah... And Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.